I want to invite Kathy Kay to come up at this time, and you've heard us. We've been praying for her a couple of times today. Kathy is the special groups coordinator. Kathy, thank you so much for coming with us and being with us this morning. As you know from reading in the Friendly Fellowship, it's today is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and so we have the privilege of having Kathy to come, and she's the special groups coordinator at Save a Life, and she works primarily with post-abortive women and helping them and healing and things like that. And I just asked Kathy if she'd just share with us just whatever the Lord has laid on her heart today. And so, Kathy, please do that.
I was hoping to do this without crying, but I don't think that's going to happen. So the Lord's presence has just been too strong here this morning. As you know, this is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. This coming Tuesday will be 40 years since Roe v. Wade made abortion legal, and millions of lives have been lost during that time. And I want us to remember those lives and pray for the women and men and all the families that have been impacted by that. But what I primarily want to talk about today is redemption. The Lord has redeemed our past. He has put our sins as far as the east is from the west if we have asked Him to. So if abortion has touched your life or anyone you know, and not just abortion, any sin that you may have committed that Satan is still trying to beat the tar out of you with, I want to say today that I'm here because the Lord says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And that's the only reason I'm standing here today, is because He has redeemed me. I grew up in church, and I always had a longing for the deep things of God. I always knew there was more, but I couldn't seem to connect with God. If someone had asked me how to become a Christian, I don't even know if I knew the word saved back then or born again, I would have probably said, well, you go to church, you read your Bible, you get baptized. I don't even know if I would have said baptized because I was Methodist. I would have probably said you get sprinkled and you try to be good. And the thing is, you can't be good. You know, I didn't realize that then. I certainly kept trying. I had this emptiness that only God could fill, but at the time I didn't know that only He could fill that gaping emptiness. So the older I got, and especially in my teen years, I started filling it with the world because I didn't know how to fill it with God. And by the time I was 30 years old, I had made a mess of my life. I was deep in sin, and I wanted to get out of it. But I didn't know where to put all that sin. I knew I had it. I just didn't know what to do with it. I had always believed in God and in Jesus, and I knew that He had died, had risen again. I did not doubt any of that. I just didn't know how to make it personal for me. And shortly before I got saved, I remember talking to a friend and saying, you know, I don't know what to do with my sin. I've broken every commandment, and I don't know what to do. And they kind of blew it off and didn't take me seriously. And they said, oh, Kathy, you're a good person. You've never committed murder. Well, I was horrified because that was not true. 7 years previous to that, I had had an abortion. My sinful lifestyle had led me into a very destructive relationship. And I had gotten pregnant. And even though I was called myself pro-choice at that time, I never believed I would have an abortion because in my heart I knew it was wrong. So I told my boyfriend and I thought that everything would be okay. And he just completely freaked out and started pushing me for an abortion. And so I went to my doctor and he did the same thing. He said, Kathy, you had surgery before you knew you were pregnant. I would tell my own wife this, you need to get an abortion. So I felt trapped. I felt scared. I don't even remember how the appointment was made. And I had an abortion. And that day, and for 23 years later, I was filled with shame and guilt and regret. One day I heard about the Hope Group at Save a Life. This was before I started working there. It's a Bible study called Forgiven and Set Free. And that's exactly what happened for me. The Lord not only forgave me, but He set me free. The Word says that you will know the truth and the truth will make you free, but you have to know that truth. See, Satan can't steal what God's given you, but he can make you think that it's not yours. So I got saved 8 years after my abortion, and I knew God had forgiven me, But I still couldn't forgive myself. I still lived under the load of that guilt and that shame and that regret. So that is what I want to charge you today, that if you are a believer and you have asked Jesus into your heart, then don't hurt His feelings anymore by not accepting what He has done for you. I believe it breaks His heart when we still allow ourselves to beat ourselves up, because His Word says that He was beaten for us and that He was punished for us. There's something that I read, I don't even know where I read it from, but I will have to put my glasses on to read this. It says, we are to uncover who we were created to be, not cover up what we fear we are. It is not only God's gift to you, but the very best you can give to others. And I want to leave you and me with this charge from the words of Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. I want it to be our commitment as His forgiven children for 2013. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. He will do anything and everything to move heaven and earth to rescue your heart and mine. Amen.